I did, and this time I saw it. Everyone in the room was overweight. I turned to him in horror. You can't ask me to address this subject at your national banquet. This is the acceptable sin in our movement, he said. Our leaders are so fat that they're sick and dying early. Our churches are a disgrace because everyone on the platform on Sundays is fat. I laughed and I said, I do have a plan that makes fat people happy. And when they are happy and hopeful, they can lose weight and improve their lives. I know. That's why you're here, he answered, smiling. That occasion was the first time I taught the Jerusalem diet in public. I did it on the condition that I could speak to the same group the next year. I taught the simplicity of the program you are going to read about. Then I left for 12 months. At the next year's banquet, I couldn't believe my eyes. There were a few heavy people in the room, but not nearly as many. The group seemed happier, laughing, and enjoying their meal. They looked better and appeared to feel better, too. Interestingly, many of them came up to me and told me about sicknesses they had been struggling with for years before that were now gone. For many, the Jerusalem diet had given them the hope they needed for a new start. Yes, the Jerusalem diet works, but it is not a quick fix. If you want an instant